Well, I think, you know, like I've talked to you about really the whole season with Ryan. I mean, he's been a professional about what's going on about that position, and he's prepared the last 2 weeks as if he was a starter, just like we require that position too, at you know, first team, second team, practice squad player. We'll model prepare exactly like they would if they were the guy that's going to take the first snap. So, you know, there's really nothing different from Ryan other than he's going in there with the first snap, you know, when we start the game this weekend. Yeah, I think that's going to be the challenge with both Thad and myself. You know, really no background from this season together, so it's going to be spent really every minute trying to catch him up and, you know, trying to do what he does best when he's out there if he's the guy that's taking some of those snaps in whatever situation. Right. Well, you know, he has some experience in the league. You know, not as much with our offense, but you know, that's going to be a big challenge for him. And I think, you know, one of the requirements of a professional football player is that you accept that. You know how difficult it is, but you don't sit there and pout. You go out there and you attack it like it's any other job. And I think that's kind of really both of our jobs. I think, you know, that's a good question because he's still a rookie. And, you know, a lot of the reasons at the beginning of the season, you know, that we had given him to really improve on this year, I think he's kind of taken that criticism and worked each week. He's getting very limited reps, you know, throughout the year with the first group or even the second group. It's a lot of scout team duties. But this week will be different for him. And, you know, it'll be a challenge for him. It'll be a challenge for Thaddeus and, you know, all of us to really get on the same page and make sure that, you know, when that situation occurs, if that situation occurs, that he's ready to go in there and execute what we feel, you know, he can do to move the chains. Yeah, I think that's going to be. Yes, I think that's really part of my job, you know, stay here all night, but. Really between all of the quarterbacks and myself, I mean, there's a lot of time that's spent not here on the phone talking, making sure that we catch each other up to speed as far as what he likes, what, you know, because each quarterback's different. And, you know, even with Ryan Mallett and Ryan Fitzpatrick, I mean, there's some things there that, you know, maybe one quarterback likes more than the other, and we feel comfortable with calling a certain play as opposed to another. But our offense is capable of you know, changing with whoever's back there. Yeah, I mean, there's only so many hours this week that we can go ahead and really teach the information that we have in the playbook. So, you know, to a degree, I would say, sure.
What do you really like?
Well, he's very calm. He's got some experience, you know, in the pros. He's played. He played quite a few games last year. At the end of the season, did fairly well. Was competitive. Knows a lot of the personnel in the league, and you know, for a person that's been here for first day to go in there and do some of the things that we ask within our offense, the different modes. I thought he did, you know, fairly well at adapting, you know, quickly to not only our personnel but a cadence and getting with the offensive line and pointing out, you know, points that are needed in the run game and the pass game. So, you know, that's a big step for one day, and we'll just try to build on that tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, it's a long year, and I think at the beginning of the season, at the spring, you know, we talked to all the quarterbacks, and you know, everybody in the room's needed for us to win. It's not just the guy that's out there, but when you are out there, if, you know, it's not your number that's called that week, just because the position really only has one of them that's on the field at a time, the more experience you get, the more you understand that, and the more you're able to adapt and change and understand really the business aspect of it and really just put that behind you and move on. I think he's done that well, and you know, I couldn't ask for, you know, more understanding person as far as from a quarterback standpoint than Ryan's been, and it's been great, actually.
How much does that help him not having that? I mean, he's got competitive ego, but he's not a me-first guy. I mean, he understands you've got to make this decision, but in the second you're ready to
Well, that's why it's a little bit easier for him to just kind of take control like he did today. I think, you know, you go in a corner and you kind of just wait and don't prepare like a starter. Or you don't do the things that you've really done for the first 9 weeks. Then, you know, when your opportunity comes back again, it's now let's restart the engine instead of just picking up right where really you left off.